I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Diet and exercise are essential parts of preventing and reducing rates of childhood obesity. To talk about easy ways to help everyone in the family develop healthy habits during the pandemic is Dr. Christine Sangiovanni. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's director of the Heart Health Pediatric Weight Management Clinic at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Sangiovanni, why is healthy eating a priority for families during the pandemic right now?
Well, even before this pandemic started, almost 19% of our children and adolescents were obese or at an unhealthy weight. And now that we've been home, we're concerned this problem might have become worse. We've been home and we've been snacking and being sedentary. And so we're worried that our children's weight has increased. And with that comes the increased risk of developing different diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease.
What easy, practical changes can parents make right now to improve their family's eating habits?
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that everyone eats 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. So it would be great if these servings of fruits and vegetables replaced some of our unhealthy snacks that are high in calories or fat or sugar. Sometimes it's more filling to combine these fruits or vegetables with a protein, and that can be a really satisfying snack. So perhaps apple with peanut butter, or vegetables and hummus, or low-fat yogurt and a piece of fruit. These are great snacks for children and adults. And a big contribution to weight gain is drinking high sugar drinks or high calorie drinks. Even juice has too much sugar in it and just has lots of empty calories for us. It's much better to eat the piece of fruit and get all of those great nutrients and fiber, but it has much less sugar than drinking juice.
What about the importance of regular physical activity and active playtime for kids to help maintain a healthy weight?
Absolutely. Physical activity is super important. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends 60 minutes of physical activity per day. And we recommend the exercise that increases heart rate and breathing rate.
And what about screen time and how that might be connected to kids gaining weight if they have too much of it?
Yes, understandably, the pandemic has caused screen time to increase for all of us. We do recommend that we try to keep screen time less than 2 hours a day. That does not include virtual learning or homework, but just in addition to those things.
How can parents encourage kids to eat healthier and exercise more right now? What can we do to really get them on board?
I think the biggest thing is to not expect your children to do this alone. You have to be healthy as a family. So the recommendations of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, or limiting screen time to 2 hours, or 1 hour of physical activity and no sugary drinks, they're universal recommendations for everyone. They're not just for people who might be struggling with their weight or have been diagnosed with a certain disease. So parents, grandparents, caretakers, they need to be role models and demonstrate good eating and exercise habits for their children.
Dr. Sangiovanni, thanks so much for this information about healthy lifestyles for families.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.